with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guy Show.
Yeah, welcome back to the Grilling Guys Show each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network. Whether you're in Traverse City, down in Ann Arbor, or anywhere in between, over to Bay City, and all the way to the Lakeshore. The Grilling Guys are smoking up mid-Michigan. It's wintertime. I've got the itch to get out and do a little bit of ice fishing, man. And our buddy Chaz from Schmoe's Brewery has done this website called the Michigan Ice Guys, miiceguys.com. And what it is, it's a way for you to, wherever you're fishing out there, guys, you get on the app at that miiceguys.com and tell us how deep the ice is. It's fishermen helping fishermen. And our buddy at Schmoe's, Chaz Thompson, put that thing together. Just check it out. It's kind of a cool little gadget, and it helps us all be a little bit safer when we're out there on the ice. But another thing that's a lot of fun to do when we're out this time of year is once you get back from fishing, you do a little grilling. And Bob's got a little recipe for us now that he calls Woody's Tasty Deer Treats. And these things are pretty tasty. They're not too hard to put together. But those of you that got venison, we just wrapped up the deer season here at the end of the year. Those of you that got some venison, you might want to try this one. So break that down for us, Bob, would you?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It comes from a friend of mine called, his name is Greg Brown, but a great use for a tenderloin backstrap, I should say, from a venison. And unfortunately, I kept wanting to go out and get a doe after getting a buck. And I think late doe is done now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yep. Does anybody know?
I believe it is.
Come into the 3rd or 4th of January for 2 or 3 days?
Right.
Something like that. So, anyway, I was so sick I couldn't get out. But so I do have a couple of them in the freezer. And I will do it with one of them. But that same cut where you take a pork loin and you butterfly it out so you make a long, flat piece of meat out of it, basically cutting down the side and cutting it into like a spiral. You lay that thing out. And this is a very sweet recipe in terms of it's using a little apple and jalapeno and sweet onion. So it's got hot and sweet in it. But you tenderize your meat with your favorite teriyaki sauce. Ooh. And then you put slices of apple and jalapeno and sweet onion in, and you roll it up. And you put it together with a little butcher's twine, and you smoke it or grill it. I recommend smoking it or indirect grilling it. And maybe on the outside, I might want to rub some oil on it before I put it on the grill.
Okay, so to picture that, I'm looking at a medallion. This isn't the whole loin. You've sliced a little medallion off of the loin.
Nope. I'm going to take that whole loin, and I'm going to take a long-bladed knife, and I'm going to come down the side of it, and I'm going to shave down the side of it and keep turning the thing. So I'm like cutting a half-inch slice all the way around the outside of it, and it'll go in perpetuity that way.
It kind of unrolls like a piece of wrapping paper, if
exactly.
you will, and becomes
exactly.
a flat piece of
yep.
meat.
Yep, yep.
Okay.
It's not a true butterfly, but it's kind of a butterflying move.
So then you've got it laying out flat, and you're going to put these jalapenos, apples, and onions on the flat part of the meat and roll it back up? Is that what you're doing?
Yep.
Okay. And then you can put any seasoning in there on those apples and stuff?
Well, this recipe just calls for just the apple, onion, and jalapeno.
And the teriyaki.
But it's already teriyaki'd, okay. So I might want to be careful with how much stuff I try and put on
it. So that. When I roll it back up, it's going to be what size of a tennis ball, baseball?
Oh, yeah.
Thing.
It's going to be 3-4 inches round log.
Okay.
And that's why I like braising it a little bit on the grill, searing it, and then indirect cooking it.
Okay.
With some smoke, a little bit of smoke.
So when you serve it, are you going to slice it like a jelly roll?
You're going to cut pinwheels out of it.
Yeah, okay.
It's going to look cool as heck.
Yeah, it will.
Yeah.
Really cool. And it's teriyaki, real simple recipe.
It is, but it's a wonderful combination. There's something about the apple and the jalapeno.
Right.
The onion, I you don't pick up as much because the sweet and the hot tend to do the battle, but it's a little different. Something kind of cool. Way to roll with your venison cuts, which, you know, we've covered a bunch this year. But I like covering venison for a couple of reasons. One being, a lot of people are still afraid of it.
Right.
And I guess that's okay, because the less people that are going after the deer means more for me.
Yeah. You know, one of the other things that's good to do with the venison is a marinade. And that was the teriyaki a marinade on there, or did you just put it on the top? Which was?
Yeah, it's a marinade. Okay. You marinade the meat. We're having a little trouble getting Dick Vermeil on the phone. He's down in Florida on vacation right now. He's trying to retire. I just talked to him yesterday. Funny, last night. But he's trying to retire. But, you know, when guys are as successful as he is, and his wife Carol, they're pulled in every direction. Yeah. So it's okay if he doesn't join us. I know what he's going to say. He's going to say Alabama's going to spank Notre Dame.
Yeah,
that's the long and the short of it.
I disagree, but I think that that is a heartfelt vote rather than a head vote for me, because I think Alabama's got the machine, but I think you know, Notre Dame's got the force with them, so to speak, and I believe it's going to be a great game. Either
way,
it turns out.
I'm very impressed with what Brian Kelly's done, that's for sure. And, you know, last year when he didn't pull it off, everybody was starting to, you know, is he going to get his job back? It's like, dude, give him some time.
Jop, you better hope Notre Dame's defense scores 40 points then. Notre Dame does not have the offense.
Right. Right, I know that, and I do. There's going to be some intervention going on there, and I believe that they've got a chance. They'll make a game of it. This is an anybody's game in my mind, just because of the national scope and the hype, and they're undefeated. And
you never
virtually
know. You never know.
Right, they're virtually playing an undefeated team anyway in Alabama. So it's one of those things where it's kind of a pick 'em in my mind. And, you know, that's not a technical analysis. That's just my heart speaking.
You know, I got a phone call when we were on break from one of our sponsors, Sobey Meats. Tim Sobey called and is listening to the show. He's not working today, which is very cool.
Yeah.
If you have a retail shop and you don't have to work on a Saturday, that's a big day off for you.
Yeah.
But anyway, he said, you know, to tell everybody to man up and get their food for these bowl games off the grill.
Right. Exactly. We've got one today, the Compass Bowl. It's going to kick off at 1 with Pittsburgh and Ole Miss, both 6-6 teams. I guess that's all it takes to get in a bowl game is 6-6. But
yeah, it's pretty sad. There's 6-6 teams that play on New Year's Day, which is ridiculous. They shouldn't have that.
Right. Exactly.
That's a GoDaddy game tomorrow.
Yep. That GoDaddy game.
I wonder if Danica Patrick will be there.
Yeah, she probably will.
Could be.
Yeah, race right in and get a seat in the owner's box, I'm sure.
There you go.
But that's a Kent State, Arkansas State.
She's just a great spokesperson, isn't she?
Yeah, Kent State's out of the MAC, man.
I agree.
Job's trying to talk.
It is. Kent State's coming out of the MAC. You got to love that. 11-2. 8-0 in the MAC, and Arkansas is 9-3 and 7-1 in their Sun Belt League.
Although the MAC didn't put up a good showing in the BCS bowl game, unfortunately.
Right, exactly.
I was hoping for the big upset with Northern Illinois.
Nor did the Big Ten. What were we, 2-5 or something like that?
But pretty sad showing.
My Spartans won, though. Your Wolves kind of puked on their shoes.
Yeah, we're not
going
to talk about that.
Yeah,
that
I didn't think we would.
That was a tough loss.
Yeah.
Tough loss.
But anyway, some good sports on TV coming up this weekend in the next 3 days, and a really great opportunity to get out and throw some things on the grill, whether it's those kebabs. Let's finish that story, too, Bob, on the kebabs, because when you got the like we talked about, the beef and the chicken, you do the vegetables or the fruit. I'm doing some shrimp. One tip that I have with shrimp on a skewer is use two skewers, because as they cook, and you got to turn them. When you pick that skewer up, they tend to spin a little bit. That shrimp isn't as dense of a meat.
I've got a tip for you, too.
What's that?
Shell them.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I went down that road on our last show.
So, Bain and shell them. But there's another one that I would probably tell you to go on a low temp.
Right.
Yeah. I'd marinate the heck out of them, because shrimp want to dry up on you. So,
yeah. Well, coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about a trip that the Grilling Guys are trying to put together right now up to Sault Ste. Marie with a little I-500. We're going to get on our bad motor scooters and ride up there and watch a snowmobile race. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back. I know where you've been. It's all been a pack of lies.
This is the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.